A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 1 above. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows of aloft around 5 below. Cloudy skies expected. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 14, overcast. A dusting of snow tonight. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, 14 below.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Last night's local schedule pretty much wiped out due to the winter storm yesterday. Most schools calling off classes yesterday. That included Huron. Huron basketball and wrestling were all had dates scheduled with Aberdeen. All had to be postponed. All have been rescheduled. Tiger basketball, girls and boys with Aberdeen, girls at Aberdeen, boys home against Aberdeen, has been rescheduled to a week from Tuesday. That'll be January 29th, still the same start time, 7 o'clock. And again, the girls at Aberdeen, the boys hosting Aberdeen. Wrestling here on at Aberdeen has been rescheduled to Friday, February 8th. That's the day before the Huron Invitational Wrestling Tournament, and they have moved the times up a little. They'll have the JV go at 4, then the varsity at 5, basically, because both teams will be in that tournament the next day. So all those have been rescheduled. And we didn't have a lot else on the schedule. Huron hockey looks like that was postponed as well. Huron boys at Watertown, Huron girls at Mitchell. Then one other game in the area at Iroquois at Great Plains Lutheran was postponed as well. And that's really all we have here as far as postponements from yesterday. As far as activity that did get in, there was just a handful of basketball games, mainly West River. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, Sioux Falls O'Gorman traveled out to Rapid City, and they actually left on Thursday so they could make it out there in time to play their games last night, then again today. In girls basketball, Stevens defeated Roosevelt 58-40. O'Gorman topped Rapid City Central 54-29. The boys scores, O'Gorman defeated Rapid City Central 67-38, and Roosevelt rolled over Rapid City Stevens 66-35. The college basketball schedule got in as usual last night. Women's scores, South Dakota State defeated North Dakota 66-48. University of South Dakota women defeated Oral Roberts 76-72. In the Northern Sun, Mary defeated Sioux Falls 70-63. Augustana topped Northern 75-66. In the North Star, Mayville defeated Presentation 78-58. Men's basketball finals, Sioux Falls defeated Mary 77-72. Northern State defeated Augustana 97-66. So that's what we had for college basketball scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. As far as I know, these games are scheduled to get in. Huron, last I heard, was planning to send all their teams out, and a couple of them were leaving early this morning to get to their destination. In basketball, doubleheader today. Huron hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln. They'll start at 2:30 with the lower levels. Boys at the middle school, girls at the arena. 5:15 tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys, both games this evening on the air on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Other area doubleheaders on tap for today, Ipswich at James Valley Christian, Miller at McLaughlin, Potter County is at Wolsey-Wessington. Girls basketball today, Sunshine Bible plays Gregory, that will be in Presho. Boys basketball, Highmore Herald is at McCook Central Montrose. In wrestling, Huron Tigers hit the road today. They'll be at the Chamberlain Invitational. In gymnastics, Huron Tiger girls will be traveling to the Watertown Invitational. And finally, in hockey, Huron boys will be hosting Brookings at Bergman. That's what we have on our local schedule for today. Did have NBA on the air last night from Target Center. San Antonio edged the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-113. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll be talking here on Tiger Basketball with head coaches John Scouten and Tim Budenhagen. We'll also be talking with Mike Ruth, head boys basketball coach at Iroquois. He's also the AD at Iroquois, and we'll be talking about his boys basketball team, which just won the consolation championship at the 281 tournament, and also the South Dakota High School Activities Association decision to table six-man football for another 2 years. Iroquois was planning to have a six-man team this fall. Now they're looking at their options after that was taken off the table. And that's what we'll have for Dakota Sports Saturday coming up this morning, beginning at about 8:15. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday talking with Mike Ruth, head boys basketball coach for the Iroquois Chiefs. Iroquois picked up the consolation championship at the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament this past Thursday with a win over Hitchcock Tulare, 3-5 on the season. And Mike, first off, talk about that tournament run. Had to be nice for the team. We're just looking back. We figure it's at least 10 years since the last time Iroquois boys won two games in the tournament.
Yeah, it's probably been that long, and you know, we started out a little rocky against Sanborn Central, but luckily for us, they made it to the finals, so it makes us feel a little bit better about how they handled us that first round. And the kids really responded well. Sunshine Bible played us tough, and they have a good basketball team too, and then today we played pretty well against Hitchcock Tulare, so feel pretty good about our run through the tournament this year.
You know, and that's the thing. Just to me, it felt like Thursday everything came together. You're hitting outside shots. You're running the floor. You're making defensive plays. It's been a long time since you also had a margin of victory like that.
Well, we've never had one since the running clock has been in, so that was exciting. And then you're right. A couple of the kids said that after the game that's kind of what we've kind of been looking for all year, to kind of piece everything together, and now we want to build off that and work on some still deficiencies that we see, and hopefully we keep those corrected and we get that roll going.
We'll talk about this team. Really got a nice mix. You got a couple of kids that have been around for a while, seniors, Keyston Dubrow, Addison Reed, seems like they've been around forever. But then you mix in some younger kids in there as well, so you really have a nice mix, and some size, some ball handlers, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, this crew, our Scott Beeler's our JV coach. He had a good year with them last year. I think they lost four games, and we kind of built on that to try to get them some winning attitude. And yeah, like you mentioned, Keyston Dubrow's playing well for us, and Addison Reed does a good job inside, and we got some good guard play. Brandon Decker's a freshman. Got Ryland Zvesky, an eighth grader, coming off the bench, and Cole Nelson coming off the bench as a sophomore, and Sean Deal coming off the bench as a junior. That's kind of our nucleus right now as far as the bench, and Adam Keating's played a lot of basketball for us. He's a senior. Sean McManus is a senior, played a lot of basketball for us over the last 4 years, and might be missing somebody in there too. I don't want to do that, but and you mentioned Addison, and it's just a good group of kids, and they work hard every day, and they have a good attitude, so it makes it a lot of fun.
Well, I overheard too, you're talking to a couple other coaches here, and they made a comment how your kids play, and also kids seem to have dedicated themselves over the summer to get work in, not just for basketball, but for everything.
Yeah, there's always more than that can come. Sometimes I don't feel like they work as hard as they need to get better either, but But it's kind of, you know, and that might be part of our deal where, you know, as we go through the season, we're going to see a lot of improvement because they're starting to play together a little bit more and maybe got some different mix of bodies. You know, we lost six seniors from last year. They had a pretty good season, too. So it's kind of a good mix of kids. And, you know, they work hard every day, and it's kind of fun to see them progress like that.
Well, let's look ahead now. You're not even to the halfway point of the season, which usually 281 is kind of the middle point of the season, but you still have 12 games to go. But you had to talk about where you're at, where you want to go. Obviously, what are some of the things you want to see these kids get better at there? Because obviously you want everything going there at the end of February.
That's a good point. We've talked about that lately here, too. I think through December we only played four games, so we have the bulk of our season left, and we feel like we're just going to start playing games now, and maybe that'll get us to gel together a little bit. And we play we play Monday at Esteline, and that'll be our ninth game, and then we get on a run of conference games, and we play like three games in 5 days about the rest of the season. So we just want to see our kids work together and play together and try to get some of that chemistry that has been missing so far this year for us. And like you said, we saw that Thursday a little bit, that chemistry kind of clicking together, and hopefully that continues to progress as we get to tournament time.
You know, and that's the thing, when you look at a couple of the older players and you have a freshman point guard, you know, I'm sure everybody gets along, but they just haven't played together that much before this year.
Yeah, we were trying to get that done in the JV level, but when you move to the varsity level, there's just a different role and a different mindset and different pressures and different expectations. So I think as we go through, and at halftime on Thursday, we were talking about it and what offense we want to run, and they said, well, we weren't really running one, we were just playing basketball. And that's a good point. You know, sometimes you overthink things and don't just let them play a little bit, and I'm probably guilty as that as the next guy. So I think that's what happened on Thursday. We just played basketball, and hopefully we can do that as we go through.
And we're talking with Mike Ruth, head coach of Iroquois boys basketball, 3-5, and took the consolation championship at the 281 tournament. Now we're going to put the coach's whistle down, put the AD hat on. You're the superintendent, you're the AD for Iroquois school, and we're going to talk six-man football. I remember talking to you at length about this a year ago. Now we're kind of in different waters here now. Everybody thought we were going to be kicking off six-man football this fall. Now it's been delayed 2 years, and really, honestly, bottom line, that was a little disappointing for Iroquois High School.
It was. We felt like I don't know how great we've been at six-man football. We sure could have competed, put a team on the field, and feel good about not losing kids to injuries and not having a possible forfeit down the road and some of those things that kind of reared its head this year. You know, we didn't forfeit any games, but we were in that boat about game five. So we were excited about six-man just because of our numbers that we get to come out. And now that we don't have it, I guess we're back to the drawing board, and we'll just see what kind of transpires here in the next couple weeks.
You know, and that's the thing, by the drawing board, that means you really don't know what's next for Iroquois Chief football right now.
Right now, we're looking at possibly playing JV. We could play varsity. We have probably 14 high school boys that are interested in playing football, but that's on the edge of not having enough. And some of those kids haven't played many junior high games over the years because we haven't had enough to play junior high nine man. So we're kind of in that limbo, and we're going to have to make a decision here whether we just go JV or try to see if we can get some more kids out, or if there's a school that's looking to co-op, or I don't have any on my radar, but hopefully maybe we can find something, or you know, we like playing the JV too. I don't know how much we would compete for a playoff spot or a dome run, even if we played nine-man football with the kids we have. So, but we could compete at JV and play some games and let the kids at least play some football. So that's kind of where we're at.
You know, and that was a thing because you resurrected the varsity program. I think it was 6 years, I think, that you played a JV, something like that, after the co-op broke off with DeSmit. And bottom line is, if kids want to play football, you want to give them the opportunity.
Well, yeah, we played a couple years of JV, and then we had some seniors that had been playing JV. So I thought, well, let's give them a chance to play some varsity football. They kind of wanted to do that. So we did that for 2 years. The first year, we won a game. And we competed in some other ones. And last year we competed a couple times too, but not to the point where we feel like we can put a team on the field. And, you know, we play a pretty tough schedule. I think 6 of the 8 teams we played made the playoffs. And, you know, Wolsey made a deep run with it on our schedule. And some of those things are going on. So for us to go in there and have a legitimate shot to compete is far-fetched right now, probably for us. But, you know, so we could go back to the JV and just say that's who we are and go from there. And I don't think that would be a big detriment. And I think our kids would enjoy that, too. So,
Mike Ruth, superintendent, AD at Iroquois School. And a little reaction first off on their boys basketball team, which won the consolation championship this past Thursday at the 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Then also talking about the decision to table six-man football in South Dakota for 2 years. Iroquois was ready to hop on board and begin playing six-man this fall, but now they're looking at their options to see what they could do here for the next couple of years as they wait out to see what direction football goes in South Dakota. We'll take a break, come back with more here, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back at Slumberland Furniture talking to Rich Bragg. We've got holiday weekend coming up and a big three-day event at Slumberland Furniture.
With Martin Luther King coming up here, we've already got our New Year's specials running right now at Slumberland, so lots of great sale prices throughout the store. But for these 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, extra discounts, door busters, some special purchases. We've got up to 70% off when you take factor in the extra 20% off of the already low Slumberland low price. And also can be combined with that is our 5-year interest-free financing. So, you know, the availability to do 0% interest for 5 years, to combine that with all the sale prices, including the extra 20% off, means not only are you going to have lots of great furniture to look at, not only is it going to be at amazingly low prices, you also have the opportunity to use the 5-year interest-free financing. So whether it's you know, Lazy Boy recliners, whether you're talking about a Sealy mattress set, a new sofa, anything that you need, the price is going to be extra low during this 3-day weekend event.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Morning, everyone. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Head coach Tim Buttenhagen. Postponement last night with Aberdeen. Now Sioux Falls Lincoln comes in for a doubleheader this evening at the arena. Girls game to start at 5:15. And coach, been a week off here after the storm out last night. I know you took the chance. You always look forward to these breaks just because, you like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can actually just practice and not so much be preparing for the next game when you have one practice on, then a game, and that scenario.
Right. We did a little bit skill development and worked on ourselves on Monday and then tried to get ready for Aberdeen on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then all of a sudden had to put the brakes on there and get ready for Lincoln on Thursday, Friday. So it's been a hectic week for us because they're two different type of teams. Aberdeen's more of a slow it down, you know, grind it out, stick it inside type team, and Lincoln's, you know, kind of spreads you out, faster pace, do a lot of one-through-one trap, 3-2 zone, man-to-man, throw a lot of different things at you.
And you go back to last weekend on Saturday, went up to O'Gorman, a solid first quarter for the girls, but O'Gorman just so much size, and they were just able to take control there starting in the second.
Well, when you don't score the ball, it hurts your offense and your defense, because we were trying to slow down the pace of the game. Well, you can't if you're missing shots, and then they're always in transition, and you're always playing with lack of numbers on the defense end. So we had to do a better job of, you know, trying to get the ball to go in the basket, taking better shots, making sure that we get the shot clock to run down a little bit, and then find our shot. So we're going to have to do a better job of putting the ball in the basket, and then we can play 5-on-5, which when we did that the first quarter against O'Gorman, then we can set our defense.
You know, and as you look at last week, I know we talked about that after the game, that the one thing you did see is the girls did keep the effort going, even though O'Gorman built the lead. You know, contrast that to a couple weeks ago at Brookings, where you were very disappointed with the effort out there. While O'Gorman opened the lead, our girls never backed off.
No, they didn't. I thought we kept attacking. I thought we kept on playing pretty good defense. They hit some difficult shots. We had a tough time keeping them off the boards. It would be critical tonight for us to keep Lincoln off the boards. But all in all, I thought the effort was good. We just got to work on our execution now and again, putting the ball in the basket.
Well, talk about Sioux Falls Lincoln. You kind of mentioned them already, but I guess the one thing that kind of pops out is I believe they just defeated Brandon Valley the other night. So that was a nice win for their program.
Yeah, they had two good wins. They beat Mitchell on Tuesday. They beat Brandon on Thursday. They got three really nice players, Hanson, Osmondson, and Dunn. Hanson had 24 against Brandon, all 17 in the second half. They run a lot of set plays against you. Dunn 6'1", she can float to the outside. Hanson 6'1", she reminds me of Rosnick of O'Gorman. She can go inside out. Really tough to guard one-on-one. And then Osmondson shoots the ball really well from the outside. So we got to work it out for us tonight.
You know, and then the two things you just said there that popped out again, but it happens to us over and over, 6-1, 6-1. You know, we don't have a good matchup there, but one thing I did notice, you know, our girls are kind of buying into the, you know, we got to collapse when it goes on the low post and get a couple players around those taller girls.
Yeah, we're getting better at that. We just don't read a lot of things, you know, quick enough. The girl get it inside and we're a step slow. She turns and she can still get the shot up. We are collapsing a lot better. And then when they kick it out, we got to be a lot better. We kind of watch the ball as it's passed instead of moving on the pass. And when you move on the pass and then the girl catches it, you're there. It takes away the outside shot, but we watch the pass. She catches it, and then she's either got a shot or a drive to the basket. So we got to be quicker on our feet, quicker with, you know, thinking things through, knowing that the ball skipped, it's going opposite. We got to get out to the shooter. So, again, you know, against O'Gorman, the secondary girls did a nice job of scoring the ball. We kept Rosnick to 13. Baruth and Akoya had 10. You know, combined, that's 23. I'd take that. Tonight we're going to have to do a really good job on Hanson, Osmondson, and Dunn.
And then on the other end, as you said, we need to score the ball as well, and that can help us defensively. And, you know, that's been a risky proposition all season.
It has been. It really has. You know, we're challenged a little bit offensively. We got to do a better job of shooting the ball, getting the right shots, getting our feet set, and just relaxing. There are times where we get nervous and we just throw it up there. Lincoln causes some problems because they're going to spread you out in a 1-3-1 trap, and the trapper's 6'1", 5'11 on the other side, and in the middle they got 6'1". So it's pretty difficult to throw overhands, so we got to fake up and then throw under. So that presents a challenge, but there's open shots if we move the basketball.
You know, as you look at the scheduler, as I said, you had an unexpected week off, although I guess you would have the 6 days off anyway. Had we played last night, then Harrisburg at home Tuesday, and I believe you have another week off with the fact you would have had a really long break if we hadn't had the postponement stuck in there a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, it would have been a nice break for all of us, but yeah, we're going to play Aberdeen the 29th, so we'll practice Monday and then play Harrisburg on Tuesday. Give the girls a couple days off on Wednesday, Thursday, and then get right back to it on Friday, getting ready for Aberdeen.
You know, and those days off this time of year, I think I said at the beginning of this month, December is where you're seeing what you have. February is where you're fine-tuning to get ready for the postseason. January is the grind, and a couple of days off probably going to help out everybody.
Yeah, you got to love the grind. I mean, that's the day-to-day that you have to love the competition, coming to practice every day. And I think our girls are mentally exhausted just because we're throwing a lot at them right now. We got to do some different things tonight in order for us to compete again with Lincoln. We're going to have to do that, and hopefully we make the tournament. Right now we're sitting pretty good, but we're going to have to win some games. So we got to come out, compete, steal one if we can tonight, and then get ready for Harrisburg.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Doubleheader tonight with Sioux Falls Lincoln. A lower level start at 2:30. Boys at the middle school, girls at the arena. Girls varsity tip off 5:15 over on Tiger 95. We'll come back, talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Head coach John Scout next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're back at Slumberland Furniture talking to Rich Bragg. We've got holiday weekend coming up and a big three-day event at Slumberland Furniture.
With Martin Luther King coming up here, we've already got our New Year's specials running right now at Slumberland, so lots of great sale prices throughout the store. But for these 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, extra discounts, doorbusters, some special purchases. We've got up to 70% off when you take factor in the extra 20% off of the already low Slumberland low price. And also can be combined with that is our five-year interest-free financing. So, the availability to do 0% interest for 5 years. To combine that with all the sale prices, including the extra 20% off, means not only are you going to have lots of great furniture to look at, not only is it going to be at amazingly low prices, you also have the opportunity to use the five-year interest-free financing. So whether it's Lazy Boy recliners, whether you're talking about a Sealy mattress set, a new sofa, anything that you need, the price is going to be extra low during this three-day weekend event.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk with John Scouten, head boys basketball coach for the Huron Tigers. Tigers have had a week off now. Were to play last night, hosting Aberdeen. Of course, got snowed out. And now they prepare for top-ranked undefeated Sioux Falls Lincoln to come to town. A girls-boys doubleheader later today at the arena. Huron coming off back-to-back losses against good teams. Yankton and O'Gorman both on the road. And John, a couple things out of those games. I know you didn't like the start you had against Yankton and then against O'Gorman, and give OG credit. They played a great defensive game, and we just never really looked all that comfortable, I felt.
No, anytime you go on the road and you play two really good teams, the caliber of teams that we played in Yankton and O'Gorman, you got to come in there with a little bit of swagger, a little bit of emotion, and I felt like both nights, especially early, we kind of got punched in the mouth and we didn't respond, or it took us too long to start responding. You know, Yankton, we made a run at them, had a close ball game in the fourth quarter. You know, OG started the second half, we're down 15. We had to cut to 9 with the chance to cut it to 7. And then we missed that opportunity and just kind of snowballed on us from there. But, you know, you get in the caliber of those teams, we got to start preparing a little bit better and being able to come out with a better start against teams of that nature.
You know, and as you look at it, they were quality teams. Yankton, we know about. O'Gorman, they came in with a rather pedestrian record. They were 4-4 coming into our game, but they had played some tough teams, including Findlay Pep on the rescheduled part of that Hoop City Classic over the holidays, and, well, O'Gorman kind of carried it over. Granted, they got to play at home again, but they were able to get Yankton last Tuesday as well. There's a lot of teams, just seems like there's a lot of teams like OG out there in AA this year. There's a lot of teams that scare you. There's a lot of teams that can really compete this year.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's so tough about our league and the entire AA class. It doesn't matter who you're playing on any given night, you know, you're going to get the other team's best. And, you know, OG is one of those teams that are kind of a buzzsaw right now. I mean, we ran into them, you know, they had knocked off Washington before us, you know, then they handled us, and then, yeah, they took on the Moore Show in Yankton and handled that well. I mean, so, you know, you got guys that are confident, playing together, playing well defensively, you know, and good things happen. And that's the message that we're trying to sell our kids is, you know, we have offensive talent, we're a good offensive team, but if we're going to win games, and especially big games, I mean, we got to start paying more attention on the defensive end and cutting some of those little tiny mistakes out. And they're not huge. They're just little mental mistakes here and there, or bad closeouts, or missed rebounds or whatever the case is. One guy switches, one guy doesn't. The guy flips to the rim and he's wide open. I mean, so that's the stuff that we got to try to clean up. You know, we've been working this week in practice on a lot of little things like that. And then just our overall toughness and physicality. I mean, I thought that was the biggest lesson learned in Sioux Falls last Saturday was our intensity level, our toughness level, our physicality levels got to all go up because that's a state caliber title team right there that we played in OG and they play state caliber our state championship defense.
You're talking to John Scouten, head boys basketball coach for the Huron Tigers, postponed last night against Aberdeen, but top-ranked undefeated Sioux Falls Lincoln comes to town for a doubleheader today. Talk about this past week now. You had four, now found out eventually 5 days off after the postponement last night. And in one way, I'd imagine that was probably a good thing. You played a number of games in a short period of time. It's nice to have those little gaps where you can just practice instead of do more of the preparing for the next game when you just have a practice game, that sort of schedule.
Yeah, you know, it came at the right time. You know, we were planning on, you know, 4 days of practice anyway, and then with last night's cancellation, you know, we got an extra day. But you're right, those times when you can get two, three, four practices strung together, it really gives you an opportunity, to work on the things that you think are causing you problems. And like I said earlier, you know, we spent a ton of time, talking through the defensive side of the ball, the things we want to try to do, trying to make sure we're all on the same page, because again, I just felt like over the last week and a half, we haven't been on the same page all the time. Most of the time we are, but we have those moments where all of a sudden someone's doing something different than what the rest of us are doing, and those things can happen because those cost you easy baskets, and then in close games, that's what ends up costing you. So, yeah, it was really good this week to make sure we had 3-4 days. This week ended up with a fifth day. But yeah, now we have turned around and you bring in the undefeated number one team in the state, and they're rolling, and they had a tough game in Mitchell on Tuesday night. And so they're not looking past anybody. Coach Hallseth does a great job with them, making sure that they're ready to go. So it's going to be a tough battle tonight.
You know, and that's the thing. First off, talk about getting that game postponed from last night. I guess you found out on Thursday, so at least you had a little head time there. But imagine some ways you're preparing there. Probably the kids were ready to get back on the court. I guess you just have to wait another day.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about this group. They love to compete, and you know they've all got a bad taste in their mouth from OG too, and they were willing, ready, and ready just to step on the floor again and compete and try to get that taste out of their mouth. But yeah, you know, that, such is life, that's nature. Decided to dump some snow on us, and you know, I thought, you know, we took advantage of the extra day to practice, and so tonight against Lincoln, we gotta be ready to go.
And talk about Lincoln, and I guess getting back to the AA thing and how there's a lot of teams that have a lot of weapons. You look at, you mentioned Mitchell and Lincoln on Tuesday. Mitchell was, I think, 0-9 coming to the game. Lincoln was 8-0, and I think Lincoln escaped with a 3-point win.
Yeah, Tuesday night down in the Corn Palace. Mitchell gave them everything they wanted. I think Lincoln got up about 12-14 early. And you kind of had the feeling like, okay, they're going to just start rolling. But Mitchell did an incredible job, you know, on the defensive end, made things tough. Lincoln didn't shoot the ball as well as they're used to. Mitchell was able to capitalize on some of the mistakes that Lincoln made and get some turnovers and some easy layups. And I had some guys step up shooting the ball. Lincoln was in a dogfight. And I think anytime, you know, you're undefeated like that, and you come in and you get a team's best, that kind of refocuses you. So, you know, when they come in to the arena tonight, we're fully expecting their best. You know, they're going to shoot it well. They've got height on the inside. They got 6'7". They got a 6'2 post player, but he's big and strong and physical. And, they kill you on the offensive glass. They get you a second shot. Their guards are all, you know, 6'2 to 6'4, they're athletic, they're all the same size. It seems like they're carbon copies of one another. They can shoot it, they can drive it. And it all starts with the Jaros kid, and he's one of the best players in the entire state. He can do a little bit of everything. He shoots it from anywhere. attacks the rim well, you know, defends the other team's best player. You know, he guarded Moores when they played Yankton. And that kind of sends a message, you know, hey, he's our best player. He's willing to guard the other team's best. He's willing to do whatever is necessary to win. And that's a powerful message sent to the rest of the team. And so we're going to be in for a really tough one tonight.
And just to wrap it up, it's been a week off here, so I'm sure everybody's just ready to get back on the court. Obviously, it'll be a very big challenge with Lincoln coming in, but it's just time to get back and playing basketball again.
Absolutely. You know, it kind of, now it's not the beginning of the year, we don't have as much season left, but it's kind of got that same feel in terms of we've been practicing, we've been harping on the kids, they've been responding well, but now it's time to play. And there'll be plenty of time to play with three games in the next 5 or 6 days, and then you add on the reschedule with Aberdeen at some point. So we got plenty of basketball ahead of us. Excited to get it back on the floor tonight in front of the Huron Tiger crowd. See how much we've improved this week.
John Scouten, head coach of Huron Tiger Boys Basketball. Huron will be hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln doubleheader today. Lower levels get underway at 2:30. Lower level boys at the middle school. Lower level girls at the arena. We'll tip off the girls game at about 5:15, followed by the boys. Both games on the air tonight on Tiger 95. That'll wrap it up here for Dakota Sports Saturday. Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Mac coming up shortly. Up next, though, will be Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Monty James for the Old School Territorial Rodeo Update. If you're a rodeo fan, and obviously you are, or, you know, you wouldn't be listening, we have two of the finest stock shows on planet Earth this way coming. The National Western in Denver is positively a world-class exposition, and the rodeo sets a pace for NFR bursts in December. The stock show part is epic as well, with anything and everything you need from the ranch kitchen to the corrals. The food trucks between the various venues are chart-topping. Then we switch gears to the many-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year, the legendary Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. The Sutton Rodeo family always puts on a tremendous event with the world's best rodeo competitors and the best contract acts on the planet. This year, our old friend Justin Rumford will be entertaining. I had the good fortune to announce rodeos with Justin early in his career when he was still skinny enough to do a clown act on a saddle bronc. True story. Those days were over about 150 pounds ago. Find out ticket info on our Facebook page at Territorial Rodeo Update with Monty James. Do it.
King Cotter Bassett Livestock Auction, Bassett, Nebraska, this Saturday, January the 19th. It's going to be the Orton Ranch Red Angus Bull and Dead Heifer sale at 12:30, about 1:15 central time. Going to be on to a special bred cow bred heifer sale. 1500 head of Fancy Sandhills bred females will sell, including 700 bred heifers, 160 are Hereford, 55 red, over 500 black Angus heifers. Many of them may eyed one day. Then on to the cows. Get some nice dispersions of cows. You can check out our complete listing at BassettLivestock.com. From all of us here at the Bassett Livestock Auction, thanks and have a great day.
Here's an old bronc rider himself, Shane Kotzer, the pride of Chambers, Nebraska. Well, at least in the top 10. Okay, 15. From PRC.